to kick off, we're literally going to whet your appetite with three food-related items. So, taste buds at the ready, everybody. First is TV presenter Jimmy Doherty, who's speaking out to protect British food standards.
More than a million people have signed the National Farmers Union petition to protect UK food standards as post-Brexit trade deals are negotiated. Jimmy Doherty of Jimmy's Farm near Ipswich is passionate about the issue. He doesn't want the floodgates to be opened for cheap, low-quality international imports, which will affect not only the standard of food, but also threaten the future of UK farmers and food producers. Jimmy is concerned that most countries do not have the same standards as the UK, and cheap imports could mean mass substandard food in this country, chlorinated chicken, for example. He says, everyone thinks that food standards is animal welfare, but it's more far-reaching than that. It's to do with all production systems, and that's growing crops as well. The food that we grow in the UK all comes under certain restrictions of food standards and what pesticides we can apply, and herbicides, all that kind of stuff. Jimmy clarifies that he is not anti-trade or anti-America trade. He has been to the USA many times and recalls meeting some fantastic farmers. But he says this is about having the same standards for food production, and he is also concerned that a deal with the US could lead to different food labelling, meaning consumers may not know a product's country of origin. Well, that takes away the consumer's choice to even know, and that's a big worry, he says. When I'm buying my food, I want to know that it's had rigorous tests. He says that where the UK doesn't use certain pesticides, he doesn't want to go to the supermarket and pick up an identical product that has been grown using those pesticides. Equally, he says he doesn't want to see cheaper beef produced to less stringent standards, which outcompetes our beef producers and could put them out of business. So it's about an equal playing field, he says. Now, more than 70,000 people across the country have written to their local MPs about the issue, thanks in large part to the support from Jimmy and his Friday Night Feast co-presenter, the celebrity chef Jamie Oliver. Jimmy understands why people may be attracted by cheap food, but he urges caution. Everyone is looking for a good deal, and everyone is looking to save money because times are really difficult. But you've got to think of the situation. Cheap food does come at a price. We pay for it elsewhere. He cites high fructose corn syrup, produce that is reliant on GM technology, which we don't have in the UK. You've got to look at the obesity rate in the US, and we'll be heading that way, he says. The only other option for our farmers to compete would be to produce to the same standards as them. But do we really want to do that after all this hard work and cut off our other trading partner, which is Europe? Let's just not sail our food system down the river. It's one of the safest food systems in the world, and it has taken a lot of work. Let's not just pull the rug from underneath our farmers. Now, Jimmy is working with food producer Cross and Blackwell on a range of soups using ingredients sourced from UK producers who have committed to sourcing their produce seasonally and from British producers, whatever deal in the UK ultimately agrees to. He says, I hope that the government does the right thing, because there is a lot more at stake than farmers going out of business. It's more to do with the health of our nation and us not being reliant or dictated to by other countries. Whatever you voted for, one thing we didn't vote for is potential destruction of our very safe food system.
Well, hear, hear to that. Thank you, Sam.